You're listening to the Tech Agenda with Ian Kyo, powered by PwC. The currency.news. It pays to be curious.
The world of work is changing. Some of those changes are obvious. Flexible working, hybrid offices, working from home. Others are less clear. Automation, Gen AI, employee well-being. Overall, however, the relationship between the employer and the employee, for so long, so clearly defined, is changing. And those changes are having massive implications for businesses and their most important asset, their staff. And in this episode of the Tech Agenda, we're going to examine how technology is driving workplace trends. And to do this, I'm delighted to be joined by Suzanne Jeffrey, Director of Workforce Consulting with PwC. Suzanne, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Suzanne, we're going to discuss transformation, innovation, Gen AI, and lots more in this podcast. But I just want to contextualise the conversation. PwC has just done a study. It's 2024 Workforce Hopes and Fears Survey, where 1,000 people were surveyed across four generations. Some really stark findings. 40% of Irish workers say they're probably going to change jobs within the next year. The same number say that their workload has increased significantly over the past year. And 60% say that the pace of change has accelerated over the same period. So the world, as we say, the workforce is really, really changing at the moment.
It absolutely is, yes. And there's a number of reasons for this. Firstly, I would say, you know, we have to look at the backdrop that businesses are operating in, the geopolitical changes that are happening rapidly, the repercussions still of the global pandemic
hasn't gone away.
The technological advances, you know, you referred to that. You know, these are huge pieces of change, the focus on climate action. So business leaders are juggling all of these while trying to, you know, run profitable businesses and keep employees engaged. And you're right, you know, the pace of change, and I heard this saying maybe 5-10 years ago, the pace of change is never will be as slow as it is today. So it's here to stay. And employees are really telling us in this survey that they're really feeling that pace of change.
Well, they really are. It comes across in that the fact that so many people are thinking of changing their jobs in a year is massive. So we know that employees are looking for this and that they're really feeling it. But from the employer's perspective, what can they do to help their employees deal with all of this transformation? I know it's a buzzword, transformation, but to deal with this change that's coming.
Mm. Well, there's a few things. The first one is really about engaging employees. You know, gone are the days when, you know, business leaders make decisions really in the absence of consulting with their employees and talking to them about the change. We know that the more that you involve employees from the beginning, even when it comes to technologies and things like Gen AI and the choice of Gen AI tools that are going to be used in the workplace and how they will be used, it's really about engaging employees from the outset and communicate. I can't say that enough.
Yeah, so having them part of the decision-making process as opposed to, you know, operating by fiat and just telling them this is happening.
Exactly.
There was a really interesting, a number of really interesting results in the survey that you've just published. But one of them basically said that Irish workers, they're willing to embrace change. They're not against change. They will embrace it. But they're also likely to underestimate the pace of change and its impact. So it's as some said, yeah, we can do it, but we're not sure how we're going to deal with it.
Yes. And your first point there around employees really wanting to learn and grow and embrace the change is a real positive. And I really want to emphasise that. This is a good news message for employers, that employees really, you know, they understand that the change is happening, but they themselves personally want the skills, they want the upskilling to learn and grow their careers to keep pace with the change. You're absolutely right in terms of that anticipation of the pace of change and the nature of it. I think, you know, the Irish respondents were a little bit behind our global counterparts in terms of anticipating what that might be like.
Because you mentioned there, you know, we're still dealing with the pandemic and COVID-19. I think we really saw both employers and employees, their capacity to make change so quickly during that period. And I think a lot of companies are saying, how do we maintain that going forward? That level of flexibility.
Yes, and again, it's, you know, not waiting, touch wood, for another pandemic where we're forced into that position, but it's really harnessing what were the positives out of the pandemic. We knew that we could react really quickly and that, you know, roles that could never have been done in a hybrid situation, we know now they can be. And we know from numerous studies that employees really value that piece around hybrid working and that flexibility. So again, it's really about, you know, employers engaging with employees.
Something you mentioned there, not just the flexibility and they love, they also love the idea of ongoing training. I think that's something that really came true. I was quite surprised by it, that they really want to be upskilled. They want to develop their own competencies. But there was a feeling, subtle and all as it is, that they weren't getting as much of that training from their employers as they might like.
Yes. And this was really stark for me in terms of the numbers of employees who are really seeking those opportunities for learning and development. And this isn't something that's really hard to do as a business or as an employer. So for me, it's a real sort of easy win in some ways, is providing employees with the opportunity to have that continuous learning and development, and those opportunities for upskilling, because that then leads on to so many other things. But this was, there was about 3/4 of employees that said that their decision to either leave or stay in an organisation was down to the opportunities around learning and development. That's huge.
It is, but there was also that sense from that they weren't getting as much of it as they might like. And that'll require a mindset shift from the employers. The employees have already got there, but the employers are going to have to go on that journey, I think, as
they,
well.
They really will, because again, back to the piece around the pace of change, we know that change is going to continue. And, you know, in no other space more than technology, employees want the opportunity to be able to use technologies. And we saw that in some cases, you know, employers are not providing the opportunity to engage with technology in the way that employees would like.
Well, let's talk about technology and let's talk about Gen AI. We know it's the future. We know we all need to be doing it. We know it's going to change everything. And yet your survey shows that 54% of Irish workers haven't used Gen AI tools over the last 12 months.
Yes, that's right. And again, we're behind our global counterparts when it comes to that. Only about 35-36% of global participants said that they hadn't had the opportunity to use Gen AI tools. So we're behind even kind of on a global scale. But the reality is that Gen AI is here. We're using it in our personal lives. And when we're using things in our personal lives, we tend to expect it in our working professional lives also. So again, where employees have actually had the opportunity to use Gen AI tools, they're reporting that actually it's really efficient. It's making their jobs easier, more productive. So we know it has the benefits. But really, those kind of barriers for adopting AI, some of them do lie with employers. Some of them lie with employees because there's still that fear, I think, around how
it's almost used. I think it's almost got a branding problem, you know, generative, artificial intelligence. It can be almost all consuming to you.
Yes.
But how do employers unleash the power, because there is immense power behind what this technology can do.
Yeah, there really is. I think, you know, and we talk about this in PwC a lot with our clients. We have this concept of human-led, tech-enabled, and we tend to focus, you know, in all of our conversations, we tend to focus on the technology, in this case, Gen AI. But Gen AI is only ever going to be as good as the human interaction with it. So there is that sort of adage of, you know, AI won't take your job, but the person who can collaborate with it and use it effectively will. So this, again, you know, if I'm talking to employers, I'm really talking about communicate the benefits of Gen AI, communicate what the tools are, what they do. Importantly, what are the guardrails around utilising it in a professional environment, but also then focusing on the positives and bringing employees on that journey to kind of get rid of that fear factor.
Okay, you mentioned the positives. I'm going to give the negatives, or the negatives that at least came out in the PwC survey, where you were talking about the reservations that employees have. Because I think they're really interesting and give a really deep understanding of the mindset of employees. So about 54% of them say that they're providing incorrect or misleading information about AI. There's fears about bias in the organisation regarding Gen AI. that it might change the way they work in a negative way or actually just increase their workload.
Mm.
So it's quite the gambit of fear.
It is. And I think taking that last point, I think anything that's unknown or new will cause that sort of fear around increase of workload, because mentally you're thinking this is something else that I now need to learn to use. So again, it's really about demonstrating the kind of use cases or examples of where people can utilize it in their jobs to make their lives easier, whether it's, you know, reading their diary and, you know, summarizing that for them for a day and telling them where they need to be, what time, you know, just they're simple examples. But it really is about, I suppose, demystifying what it actually is, because it isn't this complex technology that, you know, requires you to go away for 2 weeks training. It really is something that you can incorporate into your day. But unless people see that and see the benefits for themselves, there will be sort of those attitudes around, yep, how's it going to be useful for me?
I think what we've talked about so far is, you know, getting employees on board and, you know, that sort of top up. What about the top down way? I mean, because, yes, you know, as I said at the start of this podcast, Suzanne, you know, the best asset for all companies are their staff, their employees, their workers. There is an onus, I think, on employers in this new world that we live in to really try and get the best from their organizations is to work with those employees.
Absolutely. And, you know, what we have found in this survey and actually a previous our previous PwC CEO survey is that where leaders have adopted new technologies like GenAI, they themselves have actually realized the benefits for themselves. But importantly in all of this is role modeling. If leaders don't adopt these things, and this goes for anything to do with change, transformation, if leaders are not sort of walking the walk and adopting these themselves and being role models, then how can they really expect employees to do it on the ground? So that aspect around leadership is really important here.
Yeah, I mean, and as I said at the start, there has been so much change. I think you alluded to it when you talked about it's only getting faster. You know, the idea of hybrid working, which most employees want at this point, there has been so many changes. It feels almost like a rapid 100-metre sprint over the last couple of years.
It really has. And one in four employees, or even more actually, employees are talking about how their workloads have increased. So you have this kind of fascinating dynamic going on around, you know, employees are talking about how their workloads have increased. They really want, you know, to upskill and have learning and development opportunities. You know, time is sort of the enemy here. You know, people are so busy. How are they getting that sort of time and space to get those opportunities around learning, development and upskilling?
You mentioned upskilling there, Suzanne. I mean, not to go back to harp back to an older times, but when people talked about upskilling, it was going off and doing a course, you know, continuous learning, continuous education. Now it's all really centered, when we talk about that, is centered around technology and how to use those technologies.
Yes, I think that's a big part of it. And I think employees, how they can sort of help themselves is really sort of dive in and experiment with the technology, with those guardrails around them. But the other piece is also around, you know, learning and development doesn't just happen in the classroom anymore. We know that. And employers can really tap into on-demand learning and development, just like we have in our personal lives with Netflix and others. You know, we have access to these, you know, on-demand types of learning and development. So really, you know, it's about employees engaging with that and becoming better learners.
Okay. Finally, Sam, when you go in and you meet employers for the first time and you're given the pitch and you're offering a little bit of free advice, what's the key message you try and instill upon them about what's going on in that workplace relation dynamic at the moment?
Really, it's around the employee experience. You know, in terms of when we talk about retaining employees and sort of moving them away from those thoughts of, you know, moving employer, moving somewhere else, it's really about providing them with the best employee experience. And experience, as we know, is pretty much everything. So when it comes to the workplace, it's the physical workplace, it's the technologies that we use, it's the relationships that we have with managers, leaders, etc. So really focusing on that employee experience is at the heart of everything.
Well, that's a great way to leave it. Suzanne Jeffrey, Director of Workforce Consulting with PwC. Thank you very much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to The Tech Agenda with Ian Kyo, powered by PwC, the currency.news. It pays to be curious.